Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hypothetically, if I were to ask you to go camping, and you know what hypothetical means, not real.
Got it.
So if I were to hypothetically ask you to go camping with me, would you go?
Absolutely, yes.
When Michael plays the hypothetical game, I always say yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to go today?
And I am always busy.
Oh, can't go today because I'm donating blood.
How often can you actually donate blood?
Is there a limit? I
don't... Your body only has a certain amount.
Well, is that it, or...?
Yeah, just this whole Toby camping thing. I don't know. Seems a little lame.
How so?
A bunch of guys in a tent making s'mores.
What's
Hello,
that?
I'm Broken Mountain. Here's the thing. Okay. That's not how you go camping. I think you go camping by yourself in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. It's not with a group of guys frolicking around in tents. It's one guy or two guys if your plans change.
Not going to change.
I want to do it myself. You know, I want to go and find out something about myself. I want to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
All the cliques and the office politics, fluorescent lights and the asbestos.
I thought we had that looked at.
I'm sick of it, Jim. I'm sick of this.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right now, let's see, in D.C. it's 428. On the West Coast, in Sacramento, it's 128.
Hey, guys, number one fan, great job giving out the time. I was driving in my car, didn't want to look away from the road. Thanks to you, didn't have to. Gotta run, number one fan.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, you know something? Yeah. No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, did you?
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Hey, we have all kinds of pictures that will give you those dreams on our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Hey, guys, number one fan, great job giving out your web address. I was online before, didn't know where to find it. Anyway, gotta run. Number one fan.
Thanks again.
Gotcha. All right, and, I know a lot of people... wonder about the rejoiner music. One of my favorites right here. The old ones, the bold ones, the never been sold ones. This is Orleans. Little ditty called Love Takes Time.
Hey guys, number one fan, I love that song that you played before. You know, the one by that person. Gotta run.
It's a group.
Number one fan.
Group.
Okay.
It's a group.
Thank you.
Orleans. Group of guys.
There you go.
Group of guys.
Group of guys.
Hot hey, guys.
The Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How goes it, guys?
How goes it?
It goes.
It goes in and it goes out.
And sometimes the doctors screw up and it goes out the wrong place.
It goes up and it goes down.
I got a couple band names for you. I got Stoned Booger Pilots and I got Jefferson Booger Ship.
And later it could just be Booger Ship.
Yeah,
right?
Booger Ship. And then we could always say the Booger Ship has landed.
And, hey, Grace Slick. When you think of boogers, don't you think of Grace Slick?
You know she picked an eight.
Her big cokey boogers.
Bloody. Sugary.
Who had cokier boogers? Her or Stevie Nicks?
During a certain period of time, Stevie Nicks. Mm-hmm. Unquestionably.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah. I wanted to call about my favorite band. They might be boogers.
They might be boogers.
They might be boogers. Hi there. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Oh.
Guys, how's it going?
Yeah, fine. How are you?
All right. You're talking to you got to do the mumbling. You got the mumbling. You're talking earlier.
I'm kind of a slick guy. Are you a slick guy? Are you a slicky boy?
How you doing? Using my brand new Razor phone. How you doing?
I'm actually driving my FedEx truck right now.
Yeah.
I'm a FedEx guy.
You guys?
Right. FedEx
guy. I want to tell you about these independent contractors we got working for us.
Yes, what about them?
Yeah. They are probably some of the dumbest people you will ever meet in your life.
Are they probably?
Oh, yes. They
you think so?
Yeah.
P-R-O-B-L-Y.
Probably.
Probably.
Or the way most people say it, probably. P-R-O-L-L-Y.
Probably. I'll probably get your package to you on time. Probably.
And whatnot.
Right now, I'm listening to my favorite group, Motley Booger.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is Muhammad. I have your package.
Now, you knew that had to happen.
Muhammad calling.
You knew that had to happen.
He's on his way.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, we're doing fantastic. How about you, honey?
I'm not doing so good today. I was hoping to pass something by you guys.
All right.
I live in South Florida. I've been working at the same electronics plant for 8 years. They just expanded, and they hired a lot of Spanish-speaking people. Very nice people, don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh. You say you're calling from South Florida?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
And they're very nice people, but they talk Spanish constantly around me, and I've tried to explain to them. It makes me feel uncomfortable because I don't understand what they're saying. You know, I don't know if
they're saying you're a bitch.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Anyway, so now
that
my supervisor,
bitch!
I complained to them, and they said, well, we're going to send you to Spanish-speaking classes on your own time, unpaid.
Oh, why don't you pull a prank on them, an office prank, and then you'll be known as a prankster bitch.
That
oh, come
bitch!
On.
Now, I understand.
Help me out with this one. I mean, I don't want to be
honey,
difficult.
Honey, listen, I know you don't want to be difficult, and I want to tell you that one time, a long time ago, Mike and I were on in Albuquerque, New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and there was a town in Texas that wanted to adopt Spanish as the language in America.
Yeah, right.
And we called
not
them and
good.
We called them and gave them a hard time and kind of felt the way that you do.
Yeah, we kind of railed against it.
And we really got our asses handed to us.
Yeah, you
got to
be careful.
And
it's a numbers game.
Yes, especially now in this climate, you must be careful. I would say that what you want to do is relocate. If you don't want to be with Mexicans, you want to go to the state of Maine.
I can't afford to move there.
Oh,
but
the Pine Tree State would welcome you with open arms. And really, not
on
the...
I was born in Rochester, New York, and I miss it.
Well, they're all over Rochester.
Yeah, but see, not on the coastline now, Don. You have to move inland in Maine.
Yeah,
it's changed in the Portland area.
For hourly down here is an unbelievable what I
recommend the town of Caribou.
Caribou, Maine.
Caribou, Maine.
And I know what you're saying, honey. It's frustrating that you wish that they would say, why don't you give them a book and teach those folks to speak English?
Mm-hmm.
I urge you to just go in and damage as many of these products as you can on the assembly line.
No,
Laverne and Shirley assembly line, as you say.
I'm a nice person. I don't do that. I tried to talk to them very nicely.
Right.
And
let me give you a tip. Can I give you a piece of advice? This is really what you should do.
Yes, sir.
When you get to work tomorrow, walk in, and the first thing you say, just listen carefully. This is easy to remember.
It's not nasty, is it, please?
No,
no.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas.
Very good. It's
now,
the season.
Are the people that you work with illegals?
You know, like I said, they're very nice people. It's just,
hold on.
Sometimes it's just so rude when they do it in front of you.
Are they here illegally?
Yes, they are, and they're like I said.
Are you sure?
Very, very nice people.
Are you sure they're here illegally?
No, I'm not in the front office, but they screen everybody for being a felon or whatever. But you know,
How was your screening? How did your screening go?
How'd you pass?
My screening went fine. My dad's a cop, and my brothers are cops from New York. I'm okay.
Who do you look like that's famous?
Tell you the truth.
Please, yes, tell
please.
Us the truth.
Please,
no, lie to us.
Oh, yeah, no, I want to lie to you. I have dark hair, bright blue eyes, like cat eyes.
Oh, John Mayer.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I needed that. I really needed that today.
Honey, why don't you just find another job?
Oh, I can't. It pays too much, and I'm a single mom. Yeah.
And you love the cafeteria?
Rob is assuming.
Yeah,
are you a woman of larger carriage?
No.
My serious advice, darling, my serious advice would be, I mean, at this point, then you have to assimilate. You're going to have to learn to speak basic Spanish.
Well, you're in a part of the world
I really am. They're trying to teach me, and I'm trying to be accepted to it.
Well, you're down in Lauderdale also. And, I mean, Lauderdale was doing that a lot longer ago than the rest of the country. I mean, that's been forever down there.
I mean, I remember 15 years ago when I went to Miami, I almost drove the car off the road when I saw a billboard in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much the same way I almost drove a car off the road in Los Angeles the first time I saw one of those billboards for the gay cruises.
On Sunset Boulevard.
I believe you. If you go any farther than Fort Lauderdale International Airport, everything is in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Well, you sound smart, and I bet you could learn a language fast.
Meet them halfway.
No, I can't. No. That's
do you see? You must
French.
Speak
you
some.
You
you must speak some Spanish, ma'am. You must have some words,
darling,
in your vocabulary.
Do you have a computer?
Taco Bell, burrito, And
told
no,
you
I'm
she's
only
fat.
Kidding. I'm only kidding. Like I said, they are very, very sweet uh-huh. people to me. And
are they well spoken?
I feel so out of place. And I, you know, when we go to the Christmas party this year, you know, I want to sit with these people because they are very so. I mean, so sweet to me.
These people, I want to sit with these people.
I want to sit with these people. Uh-huh.
That'll be nice for those people.
I'm sure they will like you.
That was a faux pas, wasn't it?
A faux pas. See, you just spoke French. You just spoke French, and you did it automatically. You're a linguist.
I love you. I have a joke for you when you do that joke contest.
I bet you do. I bet it's about Mexicans.
No, it's not. But I'll tell it to you now if you want to take like 35 seconds.
No, we don't want a joke. We want to help you. No. We want to help you assimilate.
You know, really, there is something, what is that thing, Rosetta Stone?
Yeah, you get them in malls everywhere, malls.
You can actually go on your computer and learn how to speak another language. Why don't you do that?
Because I'm not really smart that way.
How about this?
You'll do fine.
¿Dónde está el baño?
Do you remember the old Steve
Ma'am?
Martin? The old Steve Martin album, ¿Cómo está casa de Pepe?
Of course.
You remember that?
Of course we
sure,
do.
We do quote that on this show.
Okay, what's this? Omelette du fromage.
A cheese omelette.
The same album.
A cheese omelette.
But hold on, we're going back
good.
In time. We're talking about Steve Martin comedy albums, while the reason you are calling is you hate Mexicans.
No, I do not.
Well, you're not expressing any desire to learn the language where, you know,
I'm scared that I'm not intelligent enough to do it. It's very complex.
I think you're brilliant.
Single mother, how old are your kid or kids?
I have a 21, a 10, and an 8.
Well, you know, the 10-year-old's going to have to learn Spanish any day now.
The first thing you have to learn how to say in Spanish is cross my legs. You must stop squeezing out children.
L diaphragm.
Is there a Mr. Single Mom?
Yes, I am.
Is there a Mr. in the house? Is Daddy in the house?
No, sir.
Oh, dear. Are you raising the children on your own?
Yes.
Single Mom.
All kids by the same paw?
Yeah.
All right. Then the first step, really, no more spreading your legs, no more kids.
You know, come on. I have to have a hobby here and there.
Have you thought about voluntary sterilization?
I'm already done with that.
Ah. Oh, you're done with that? You're late in life? Is that what this is? You're postmenopausal?
No. It's like I don't know. No more babies because I can't afford them,
you're not really done.
I never go on, you know, like welfare. I will not do that.
Let's get back to the Mexicans. Why do you like those people? I'm giving you a chance to redeem yourself. Why do you like those people?
Those people.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. That was not.
It's already been said. Move forward, please.
So I'm giving you a chance. Why do you like?
I apologize. That was not right.
Why do you like those people? What do you like about those people?
Well, these ladies are very sweet and very nice to me, and you know I'm very thankful that you know we all get along. I've been there for 8 years; they've been there for like 4 months.
Have you thought about approaching them and saying you'd like to speak the language,
pointing to something,
"This is a breast. How do I say this? This is my breast. How do I say this in Spanish?"
I've tried that, and I'm really not good. I did get. My name is Terry. Terrible Terry. That's terrible Terry.
Terrible, not terrible.
Okay,
now, see if you say terrible, if you say terrible, it's not going to work. You don't see. You seem to have a grasp of the French language. You know when you said faux pas, you
no,
aced that
like
one.
Maybe you should go to Canada. Maybe you should go to.
I do not like.
Think about Canada. If Maine is maybe too Hispanic for you,
right?
What about Canada? And you can tap into, as Mike said. Your love of French
Canadians,
and the value of the dollar going down. Maybe
J.
that's
Fox.
Good for you. What?
Michael J. Fox, come on, you guys are way smarter than me. Please don't make me feel any stupider.
Oh no, that's the last thing in the world we want to do. No, don't feel
my
stupider.
Going downhill as I speak.
Please don't. When's the last time you had a period?
Oh, now you're getting nasty.
Not at all.
It is simply one of my.
I listen to you guys every day. Three weeks ago.
As I've said many times on the show, it's a legitimate question.
Honey, it is just part of our regular background check. When's the last time that you had a nice, healthy period?
About 3 weeks ago, thank you.
Okay, so 3 weeks ago you had your NHP. That's a good thing.
You guys are hysterical.
I would have pegged you as maybe close to the change.
I would too. That's why I asked pre or post menopause.
Right. I really hope so.
Would you mind sharing your age with us, darling?
I'm 47.
47. That's the that. You know what that is? That's ripe.
Prime of life.
That's a fine, ripe woman.
I want to tell you something. If you are...
I just want to be a nice person.
Honey, for someone who hates Spanish people, I want to tell you something.
No, please don't say that.
Hates Mexicans.
I do not hate anybody.
You hate Mexicans. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised if you put on a semi-attractive outfit. You could find yourself a young muchacho.
Oh, you certainly could.
Some young Andy Garcia type.
Right.
And the only thing that you got to say to him is, look at it and eat it. That's all you got to learn how to say in Spanish.
Absolutely.
Senorita Robinson.
And you know, the way people learn English in this country, a lot of them watch American television. Mm-hmm. And you can do the same thing if you rent the movie Scarface. That's what taught me most of my Spanish.
My little friend.
Yes. I'm telling you, you know what you are.
You already know the product.
I love you guys.
To the correct young Hispanic man in South Florida, you, my dear, are the prize. Are you kidding me? You're the white devil.
You
are the beautiful.
I'm a white devil.
The beautiful white diamond.
How long is your hair? Do you have shoulder length hair?
It's past my shoulders.
Past your shoulders? Perfect. Hold it.
I'm completely Irish.
All right, here's what you do. You have longer hair. You put it up in a big bun. And then when you get to the office in the morning.
Listen to me, please.
Hear me, Hunter. This is important.
Listen.
You get to the office and you get to the factory where you're working. You put your hair up in a bun. You take all the little bobby pins out of it when you get there. And then you shake it around and say, just top of your lungs, I am en fuego. I am en fuego. And they will flock to you. They will flock to you.
Why would we make fun of you, darling? We're here to help you.
And you're an Irish girl?
Oh, completely Irish.
Oh, dear.
I think it's incredible.
Blonde,
she's
blonde hair.
She's 47.
Red hair and blue eyes.
47. She's still bleeding.
She's got flame red hair and blue eyes. Yeah. And really,
not
we know that.
Red. We'll go burgundy.
Ma'am, would you consider being... of a coital nature with a Spaniard.
Yeah, with a Hispanic gentleman.
Well, my two children are from Hispanics.
What? Hold on. Now, wait. You've thrown a complete monkey wrench into the presses.
Hold on, Shauna McSlutty.
Well, hello, Pedro. It's so nice to see you. I've kept your bed warm, and I'm waiting for you to come to me in the middle of the night.
You called to complain about learning Spanish when you have squeezed out two children from a Spanish man?
Well...
A Mexican man? A Hispanic man?
Not Mexican, Spaniard, but his last name is Walters.
I'm getting more confused by the minute. I like the Irish Spanish combination.
The guy who is the
They're beautiful children, but
yo
really
quiero Taco Bell.
Oh my God, I should never have called.
Hold on now. So your kids
stealing hubcaps for beer money.
So your kids are a mixture of Irish, Irish and Hispanic, right?
I am so embarrassed right now.
I've got a very important thing to say to you, Missy. George. Don't drop the chalupa. Whatever you do, don't drop that pesky chalupa.
After you fried the beans, fry them again.
Watch out for that shillelagh.
No, you're speaking Irish.
If you have children in the house, how come you don't already speak some sort of Spanglish? If you have children...
This is where I'm really going to give you guys a lot of, opportunity.
No, you go out to a restaurant and you say, I'd like a nice tall mojito with a chimichanga.
Hold on. How do you spend the time to have some guy lay the wood to you, some guy who is Hispanic, and you have two kids, and you didn't pick up any?
I thought he was Italian, I'm telling you.
you are a dumb one, aren't you?
I have me entire
family. Yes. If you want to call me that, yes, sir, no. I guess I am.
I have me entire family in an 89 family.
He was a very good, very good, very good person.
Well, it sounds to
Why
me
did
like
he leave you?
You're gravitating to these people.
Why did he leave you, ma'am?
He passed on.
How did it happen?
How did you kill him?
What? No. He got sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How did you poison him?
It took a lot of time.
Oh, really? It was a slow thing?
You know, you had to do that stuff where, you know, it can't be detected, so it has to do little by little, but right. They can't build up a, you know,
I'm going to have a fine time tonight with Pedro. I've slipped a little rat poison into his beans.
No, you can't do rat poison. No. You have to do the other stuff, the arsenic, very slowly.
Who are you for president?
For president?
Yes.
You guys.
No, come on, seriously.
Come on, serious question.
Honestly, uh-huh.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm on the edge. I don't know. I want.
Well, then
Hillary.
Let me be the
I
first one.
I do want Hillary, but I mean, she got some back issues going on. Obama, I don't know.
Let me tell you this, Missy. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Based on listening to you, I suggest you write a big fat check to Senator Fred Thompson.
Say that again. Write bad checks.
No, a fat check, not a bad check.
Or the guy that I'm really starting to despise, Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, he with the Frankenstein head.
If that cat looks in the camera one more time while answering a question with that frozen, I'm lying to you, Manchurian candidate look on his face.
Oh, I am Mitt Romney.
Okay, who do you guys want?
Right now?
Are you allowed to say who you guys are going after?
Are you allowed, Don?
I'm writing. It's a write-in candidacy for Billy Crystal.
Oh, come on, get serious.
Based on 700 Sundays.
If it was going for that, I'd go for Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin Williams fan. Wow. Now we know she's a genius.
Yeah.
Okay,
now we know she's
now
super
really
smart.
Bad, right?
No, honey, I'm for Hillary, actually.
Hillary, I don't, nah. Even though I'm a woman, and she's a woman, you know, everybody would like, all women would like to see a woman president.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I ask you a question? Hold on a second. Can I ask you a question? In your circle of friends, and I'm sure you've got many friends, are you ever referred to as chatty? Oh, dear. Bless you.
I'm sorry. Yes, I probably am at this point.
I, like you, am allergic to Hispanics, ma'am. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
God, no matter who calls in, you get mad at them.
That's not true.
We are not mad at you now. I simply blew my nose. I sneezed.
You twinkle like Bewitched.
Don
okay.
gave you the best advice of all. He said, you got to seek out a lovely Hispanic man at your place of employment.
And you let him service you because that man is going to treat you like a queen. He won't treat you like the...
God.
He probably won't treat you like the pig you are.
You know what? Just find me Captain Jack Sparrow and I'm happy.
No, so you're aiming too high there. Johnny Depp aiming too high.
It's my joke time now.
Now listen, you're aiming way too high. You find a Hispanic man who can service your needs, and he can also teach you the language at the same time.
No, your joke time is going to be when you finally dry up.
Oh, my God, you guys. You're so mean, but I still love you.
And all you're going to find down there is a bunch of crushed red pepper.
Darling, I'm sorry to tell you that when maybe you don't know this. When you call the Don and Mike show, And you tear down.
I should know what I'm going to get.
And you tear down someone simply because they're different. I think you're going to find we will fight you all day.
Tooth and nail.
Did you hear me about that?
Tooth and nail. We're all about assimilation on this broadcast.
Did I pull somebody down?
Yes, you did, ma'am.
You brought us all down, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
We're all brothers together. We're all sisters. Color. Race, creed, religion.
You watered down the product that we refer to as the United States of America.
I did not mean to do that. I was just wondering how to handle a situation.
And also you have that great quality where you begin to talk when the man is talking. You talk when other people talk. And that's wrong. Now she's silent.
Hello?
No, I said sorry.
My God, you must drive those men batty.
Have you ever seen the seagulls a-fly in all the heather?
What's your name? What is your first name, Chatty?
Terry.
Oh, the earth is filled with beauty.
And you originally called, just to recap and get rid of you now, you called because you wanted our advice about Spanish-speaking people getting into your work and assimilating and having Spanish being the language that is spoken in your workplace, yet you have already squeezed out two kids from a Hispanic guy.
Yeah, but he doesn't speak Spanish, but that's not the point. You're absolutely right. I apologize.
Oh, he doesn't speak Spanish. Well, he's not here anymore, right?
Right.
No, he doesn't speak Spanish, but he is Spanish.
He doesn't speak English either, right?
I have nothing against Spanish people. It's just they try to get me to teach them, and they can't speak English, and I feel terrible that I can't help them learn.
What are we going to do with those people?
No, there's nothing wrong with these people. They're very nice.
No, but you don't like them.
They want to learn, but I speak English. They speak Spanish, and I'm trying.
You know what they're saying in their Spanish language on the assembly line or wherever you work? They're saying, "Here comes Terry the bigot." Another day, another long day with Terry the Irish bigot.
Well, Terry, we got to go. Listen, what are we going to do about those people? We'll think about that later.
I'm sorry you feel that. I really didn't want to come off like that.
Well, you're going to go to work tomorrow with a totally different attitude, aren't you, Terry?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Do you have a message for those people?
Just that they're very nice people, and they're God bless them. They're very good people, and they're wonderful friends.
Aren't they super?
I didn't mean to do what I think I just did.
Well, does that happen to you a lot, Terry?
No. I'm usually a very friendly person.
I know at least
with everybody.
I know at least three.
I was just asking a little,
advice,
Terry. I know I know for a fact three times that you made huge mistakes, and you were not aware that you were making them. And I'm not counting this phone call today. I'm not counting this call.
No, I definitely.
And what are your children's names?
I offended anybody.
What are your children's names?
Brandon, Taylor, and Ashley.
Oh, no Hispanic names in the group?
No.
All right. Well, why don't you read?
Why no Luis?
I didn't really think about Spanish names. I just liked them. They were pretty. Yeah.
Luis or Jesus. Or hey, how about a shout out to my garden guy, Fausto.
Fausto.
Now that's
Fausto.
A name.
Hi, Fausto. I apologize to you, too.
You know what? Or maybe you could name them after the Mel Gibson movie that I watched last night. Apocalypto.
Oh, Mel Gibson. Let's not talk about him.
Apocalypto. It doesn't have a nice ring to it. Apocalypto.
I'll tell you what about
him. I really don't care for him anymore.
Something. He made a lot of sense when he was talking about those people. You know what I'm saying?
I used to like Mel Gibson until he made those racial slurs about the Jewish people. That is just ridiculous. He's just jealous of them.
Well, you have to go to work with a brand new attitude tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And you have to start learning Spanish ASAP. Rápido.
Terry.
Yes.
How do you feel about Jewish people?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
How do you feel about Jews?
How do I feel about Jews?
Yes.
I don't really look at people as Jews. I just look at people as people.
There now, see now, you've learned your own lesson.
Good,
now,
good answer.
No, I always did, but I'm afraid I came across in the bad.
Well, see, you have to learn Spanish. That's what you have to do. That's the solution.
You know, actually, that would be an asset.
Little by little,
an asset. And incidentally, how is your asset?
Right.
How is your asset, Terry? Has it dropped yet?
Well, I'm 47. You know, when something starts knocking you on the back of the knee, it's damn well your ass.
And I have to ask the standard Rob Spiewak question. What's your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert?
Mm-hmm.
I would say golden crabs.
Golden crabs.
I had that once.
I know you think it's crazy.
Christ, when you were spending a lot of time in San Francisco, right?
Jesus Christ.
I'm in South Florida. And
Every day I'd start itching and itching. My balls are killing me.
Golden crabs.
Well, I'm so sorry about your balls, but if you ever get a chance to come down to South Florida.
What the hell is a golden crab?
I'll tell you who saved me. Though.
You wouldn't. If you like stone crab claws.
Those people saved me. They saved my balls.
Okay, stop with those people. I apologize.
What the hell is a... I said dessert. Is that...
I know, but you said those people, and I still feel bad because you brought that up.
What the hell is a golden crab?
A golden crab is a... It's very cold water. You have to get it deep, and the claws are huge. But
that's dessert?
It's not a dessert.
It's not a dessert, Terry.
Oh, well, to me it is.
Oh, God.
No wonder those people don't like to talk to you.
Yeah, they're talking about you behind your back.
Those people are most definitely talking about you.
Real quick, I got to know, what is it precisely that you are responsible for at your job? What do you do?
Do you wear a hairnet?
No, I'm in charge of soldering and wiring electronic components.
Would we know some of the products that you've manufactured?
No, I doubt it. It's battery testing equipment for like Bank of America, New York. When it went black, we got a lot of business from them.
When it went black, there she goes again.
It's always racial with those.
There she goes.
What about those people?
I'm sorry, who are you talking at once?
What about those people? The blacks.
What's
there's
that slur?
Nothing. I don't care. You if you're said they went with yellow polka dots.
You said they went black.
You're a good person.
When New York went black, that's what you said, Terry.
How many African Americans at your office?
Now you guys stop it. You know, you're pulling When it, okay, the blackout. How's that? The blackout?
Oh, now I understand what you're talking about.
Well, you want to throw blacks out? Why? This is America.
You guys are just tearing me apart.
No, we're not.
No, no,
we love
good.
You.
You know what? You know what? You guys get paid for this, so you're really good at it, because right now there's a bunch of people laughing their ass off.
We love you and your pink derriere, your Irish pink derriere with freckles all over it.
I hope those ladies get together and beat the crap out of you with their with their vacuum cleaners.
And chihuahuas.
Their vacuum cleaners? Now who's racist?
Do you have freckles on your chest, Terry?
Honey, yes. I'm only talking about those people.
I can't help it. Yes, I do.
Yeah. She's got a freckled chest on your favorite.
Ugh. Ugh.
You know, I bet she's got big boobs, though. Do you have big boobs, Terry?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. But I bet that they're like big, droopy jello jello molds.
I really thought they would be by now, but no.
But they're not, no. Two sagging containers of strawberry jello.
Well, I'm telling you, my butt fell, but my boobs are the same.
Your butt fell?
And it was tapping me on the back of the, you know, the legs. That's right. My butt.
It's tapping me on the back of the legs. Well, I think you're going to find yourself a fine man there.
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, you guys cheered me up because you have a great sense of humor, and I thank you for talking.
Well, thank you.
We've been told that we have great energy and great wit.
Thank you.
You do. I just hope I didn't offend anybody.
Nobody except those people.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Just them.
Oh, and, you know, think about maybe Alaska, too.
Good.
Alaska might be a good.
A lot.
And they've got great crab up there, too.
Hey, Mike, you know, there are different people in Alaska.
Oh, that's true.
You've got Alaskans look like Indians, so.
Yeah, you know.
Do me a favor. You ever come down to South Florida, you go down to Two Bills Seafood and get some golden crabs.
Golden
and you will
crab.
Not sleep.
That's right.
That's right. That's
it beats the crap out of
is that a crab
was.
Crab
and
prepared
price.
In a.
And the price.
Jesus
too.
Christ.
Boy, I'd love to
God.
Beat the crap out of you.
You are misrun on sentence. Golden crab. Crab prepared in a golden liquid.
You are just... I love you, though.
Oh.
We love you.
Yes.
You yeah, definitely
whatever.
Deserve hey. The money you get paid because you do entertain people.
You habla stupido.
I was having the worst day until I got to talk to you guys, and I think...
How do you say the C word in Spanish? Is that a literal translation?
Yeah, it's...
Could you just put an O on the end of it? Would it be?
I'm not quite
N-T-O?
Sure. I know that's you know one time that
or it would be like
Arnold said punta or something like that. That's
oh, don't
ask.
Say punta. That's oh. I heard that's better. I don't know.
You
what
hear
it
what?
Is.
What do you hear?
I punta. I don't know what that means.
Do you hear that from those
but
people?
They say it's a bad word.
You know,
they
if
do?
If you move to Kansas, you might be able to you know
you
get yourself.
Me moving. I'm stuck here.
You might be able to move in with a lady that's been on the show numerous times.
Oh my God! I think that yeah,
oh,
you wait, have you else, have an identical
somebody else that you don't like.
Oh
please.
My God! You have an identical twin out there.
You do
named
oh,
Gladys
God.
Kravitz. Except if possible, she's more open minded than you are.
I don't know. I feel so bad right now. I felt good. Now I feel bad. I just hope I didn't.
Oh. You feel
you
more good.
Funny, and I really want to tell you a joke, but
how many?
Can
how
I
many?
Make it quick?
How many days until your next period?
Now you stop it.
No, you stop it, Mr.
No,
Man.
You stop it, and I mean I want you to stop having periods because I want you to stop having Hispanic babies.
Well, that.
Well, you
that
shut
was,
her
that
up.
That wasn't nice, but I guess, you know.
Yeah, we're not sure.
We don't need more booger eaters in this world. We need responsible citizens in this world.
Well, that would be me. I work about 12 hours a day.
Well, God bless you, sweetheart.
How do you stand
and
it?
And I just love listening to you guys because
thank
if
you
it wasn't
for, that.
For you, I don't think I could go home smiling.
How do you stand working with those people 12 hours a day? Seriously.
Fine. It's, you know, they know it bothers me when they, and, you know, now they're being nice enough to go, oh, sorry, Terry, you know. Because,
hold on. Oh, hold on. They know it bothers you when?
When they talk Spanish and I can't understand them.
Well, why don't you say, the next time they do that, why don't you say speak Spanish instead of talk Spanish?
Speak Spanish.
Talk
yeah.
Spanish.
Yeah, you're saying they talk Spanish.
Yeah, and you said tell them to speak Spanish?
Yes.
Yeah, that, well, it's a little thing we call grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, I you know, I love the girls, and yeah. I just don't know how to
well,
do it
well, give
right.
us some Spanish words. I'm sure you've picked some up.
I want to tell you something.
A
I'm sure
here
they.
And there, but I'm not. I'm smart, but I'm not exactly when it comes to learning another language. I wish I was. I really do.
You say you like the ladies there?
Oh, they're wonderful.
Do you find them attractive?
Oh, stop it. Now you're
Why?
Going to another level.
Exactly.
Sure.
A whole other level.
Let's talk about those people, gays. What about those people?
I'll tell you what. These ladies are, I mean, Chris.
Hold on. Really, seriously. How do you feel about those people, gays? What about them?
Who?
Gays.
What about those people?
Gays?
Yes. Homosexual gays.
I think that's their own business.
Their own business. But how do you feel about that? Like gay marriage, for example.
Gay marriage?
Yes.
I don't have anything against it.
Ah, very good. Good
answer. Have you ever experimented?
Oh, you kidding me? Of course.
How do you feel about
it? Wait a minute. You've had a lesbian encounter?
Of course.
Of course. It gets more interesting.
Was it with a relative?
No. Now stop it.
Yeah. Can you give us the names of, say, two of those people that you work with?
Yeah, like I would really give some of these names.
First names.
Just say, that's not going to hurt anybody. First names of people that you've
Cheryl
said are very nice.
Cheryl and Carol. Well,
now, Cheryl and Carol, those sounds like Hispanic names.
Those are her experimenting friends, not
her. There it is.
You can't say the S word.
There it is.
Who are the names?
I said I was sorry.
Who are the names of two of those people that you work with?
Yeah.
First names.
Oh, that I had an encounter with?
No, yes, no. That you work with, that you like.
Who you work with. We've changed back.
Who are the names of two of the people?
Minnie and Martha.
Who?
Minnie and Martha.
What's the first one?
Minnie. Her name is Harmenia, and we call her.
Harmenia, and that sounds to me like it means harmony.
Mm-hmm. She's a sweetheart.
Harmenia. I like that name.
Well, she's a sweetheart.
The girl is just wonderful.
Do you have any Eastern European relatives in your family tree? Like maybe anyone from Hormenia?
No. If she's wonderful, then... hey, if
you
she's...
You get paid for this, and I see why you get...
You keep saying that.
Because you guys are good.
If she's wonderful, why did you call in the beginning to complain about these people?
You know what? Maybe complain was the bad word. I was trying to figure out how I could... nicely try to get them to understand that it does bother me.
And we've explained it to you, and now it's going to work because you're going to change.
You're going to tell those people exactly what?
Without hurting their feelings, I would like to tell them that, could you speak a little English because I do feel left out.
Well, how about if you say it this way? If you speak a little English, I'll speak a little Spanish.
I've tried, and they're trying to...
Oh, okay. Quit her.
No, I believe the problem was with those people. You tried, right?
No.
Am I wrong? Those people just don't want to learn, do they? Those people don't want to learn.
I'm the bad person for calling.
Yes, I think
but
you
I
may be.
You guys might have, a handle better than I do on...
Well, I think
like
we've made ourselves perfectly clear.
I already told you to move to Maine. I mean, you don't like Hispanics. Move to Maine.
Wait, why do you keep saying I do not like Hispanics?
Because
it's not that.
Everything you have said.
I feel bad that I don't fit in that.
Everything you have said to us indicates that to us.
Even though you've made love to a Spaniard and had two of his demon Spaniard seeds.
Now who's bad?
No, we're never bad. We are good. This is the land of the good.
Spaniard.
This is the land of the good. It's all you.
I want to tell you, I'm talking about those people now. Those people
love
us.
Those people. I apologize.
Those people love us because we don't judge those people by calling them those people.
Now
that we've said that, what would you like to say in summary to those people?
I apologize for saying something like that. That was very stupid.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going to try to learn Spanish.
Yes! Bravo!
Bueno.
Bravo! You wake up tomorrow morning, you look at that mirror, you say, ¿Cómo está usted?
You guys are doing it to me again. Okay.
Me llamo Terry.
I just want to tell you something with those people. Watch your wallet.
You did again.
Make sure you lock your purse with those people. You know what I'm saying?
Me llamo Terry with the grande punta.
Punta? That's a bad word.
Oh, it is?
No, that means ass.
That's a bad word.
Ass. Punta is ass.
Yes.
Well, that's still a bad word.
Oh, no, it's not.
Okay.
It's a lovely word.
Well, it depends on if it's Jennifer Lopez's punta.
She's got a lovely one.
She's one of those people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would kill to look like her. My goodness.
Well, why would you want to look like her? You look like one of those people.
I'm too old.
Would you like
I'm sort of cute, but I'm definitely past the, forget it. I'm alone. That's the end of it.
Send us a picture.
God, I wish we could make you into a human pinata.
A human pinata.
Wouldn't that be great?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you attracted to J-Lo? Would you like to look like her, but would you like to maybe be with her?
No, that's fine.
Think of her as a pinata, Don. You could.
I still can't believe she's with that ugly guy.
Could hit her with a stick, and when she busts open, all the bigotry would fall out.
You mean that that ugly guy?
Do you think she's a bigot?
No, not her, dear.
You know what? She hears good, but she never listens.
No, she doesn't listen at all.
Mark Anthony, is that the guy you're talking about?
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said ugly, but I...
Yeah, he's one of those people, isn't he? He's one of those uglies.
Oh, no. Please don't go. Don't take me there again. I didn't mean that.
I bet she hates Kelly Ripa's husband, too.
I just don't think he's very attractive to me. I mean, you know, everybody has their own opinion.
Mark Consuelos.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Remini.
Darling.
How much trouble did I get in by calling?
Oh, you loved every minute of it, didn't you?
Oh, you got in no trouble.
No, I did love every minute of it. You know, talking to you guys is a treasure.
I sure wish you could stay longer.
I only hope some renegade gang of Hispanic thugs find you and treat you like the lady that you are.
Off the air, can I tell one of you a joke to tell the other?
Absolutely. No. Don, I'd love to listen to a joke off the air.
Sure.
It would
only take like 1 minute, and I guarantee you will laugh.
Sure.
In my office.
I'll take that
call. All right.
Just take hubcaps off the sides of cars and fling them at you as if they were frisbees.
Be a lot of fun. Terry the Irish Rose.
Terry the Irish Rose. Terry the Irish Jerk about right now is from what I'm making myself.
No, you're loving every minute of it, as we said before.
You are wonderful.
Terry the Irish Rose.
We treasure you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
It's been a slice of heaven, Terry.
You know why we treasure you? Because you're like us. You're not like them.
No, please. I've been holding this in for so long, and it's so funny.
This joke you want to tell.
This joke, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah.
She's bursting.
It has one bad word, and you can bleep me out.
No, we can't bleep you out. It's live radio. We can't bleep you out.
Okay, can I just say?
I only wish that you would come back in your next life as a bullfighter, and you would be the bullfighter that gets his head chopped off by the bull that goes crazy, nutty.
And see, when Don
says... What are you drinking? Because I want some.
When Don says that, it means he loves you.
That's right.
I love you. Because you and I think the same.
About them.
About those people.
So the joke is a no, even if I do it wrong.
No, you can't tell the joke on the air.
I tell you what.
No. Off the air to one of you, and then you tell. Later.
Only if the joke is about them.
Pardon?
Is the joke about those people?
It's about crazy people.
About crazy people. Doesn't count.
No, sorry.
All right. You would have loved it.
Yeah. Listen, as my people say, adios.
Okay. God bless. Thank
you. Have a great day. Goodbye, Terry.
Talk to y'all.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Buenas noches.
See you in Toledo.
God, she was great. Terry the Irish Rose of Fort Lauderdale. My God. Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen the seagulls?
Or the side of Terry's ass?
All the crimson sails on Galway Bay.
God, it's so fun when you have people who are racists and they don't know that they're racist.
Oh, she worked with all the Hispanics.
It's gathered all together in the form and face and dainty.
And I mean, I kind of feel that way about the English language in America.
Right.
However, if you're living in goddamn South Florida, which might as well be Cuba.
Might not want to throw around those people. I think Terry made an error in judgment.
I think she knows that.
I love the ground she walks upon.
It's Terry the Irish Rose.
Irish girl.
There she goes.
Oh, she's my dear, my darling one. Her eyes so sparkling, full of fun.
Oh, her ass is fat and her armpit smell.
Goes on her chest, you know.
Okay. I will be. Oh, God damn, that was a long time with her.
Worth it.
Long time. Mm-hmm. Making bridges, making friends.
I loved every minute of it.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.